morning to welcome you to our worship service. I thought it was a little more informal in the fellowship hall, so my jacket is hanging on the back of my chair this morning, all right? So let's gather this morning and let's join in our gathering chorus number 405. Seek ye first. I invite you to stand as you are able this morning. Seek ye first.
Thank you.
together, the chorus we sing on Sunday morning, bind us together, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together in love. There is only one God, there is only one King, there is only one body, that is why we sing. Let's sing together, bind us together. Things that are important, sometimes by things that are not important. But Lord, we pray that you would unite us as we sing, Lord. Bind us together in cords of love, that we might be your church, and that we might not have to agree on everything, but love beyond that and through that. So Lord, we lift this up to you. We ask your blessing upon this church and upon your church, that we might be born your light in the world. In your name we pray. obligation. People had to be nice to you. Not because they wanted to be, but because they felt like they were supposed to be. I've lived my whole life professionally in that world. Do you like it? Do you like a relationship of obligation? Or would you rather be in a relationship where you know you're wanted? Cared for. And desired. God's so different. God honors more fully and completely the person who comes, no matter how broken they are, simply says, you know what? I don't deserve to be here, but I want to be here. I don't deserve your love, but I want your love. I don't deserve to know you, but I want to know you. And when we find ourselves in that place, and we begin to discover what it means to take the life of God. Would you bow your heads with me? Almighty and gracious God, thank you for offering us this relationship, but then helping us to find a sweet spot in it, God, a completeness in it, where we can be completely invested in you, and you in us, and you can be our want and our desire, and we can live our lives, God, in that sense of unity and spirit. God, hear our prayers as we raise them to you, inviting that wholeness into our being. In your name we pray. Amen. We're going to move into the celebration of the sacrament of Holy Communion, which ought to be just like really interesting today. We'll have one of the attention sites over here, so people can filter out that way and just kind of come around. We'll have one of them over here, and you can kind of filter out this way and come around. And we'll have the plate with the wafers and the individual cups right here in the middle, and you can just come to that as you would like to, okay? I just want to remind you, as we begin the sacrament in the United Methodist Church, everyone who has faith in Christ is welcome to this table this morning. And if you're a participant or a member of this congregation, feel free to come and enjoy this table, because it's the table that Christ has prepared for us, not me. We remember the night in which Jesus was betrayed. He took a loaf of bread and he broke it. And he said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. As oft as you eat of it." Later he took a cup. And he filled it with wine and he passed it among the disciples and he said, "Drink from this, all of you. For this cup represents my blood of the new covenant. As oft as you drink of it, remember me and be thankful." Would you bow your heads with me? Almighty God, we invite the presence and power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you would be with us as we spend this time, Lord, together with you this morning. May your Spirit, God, consecrate these elements that they may be for us your body and your blood. In your name we pray. Amen. So let's sing that just now, okay? And the number is number 640 in your hymnal. You may remain seated and take our bread.
Where's your phone? No.
Thank you.
table is set, the invitation is given. We invite you to come if you are able. Invite us to stand for our closing benediction. You just had donuts. Would you bow your heads with me in prayer? Almighty and gracious God, send us from this place, Lord, into the world, knowing that we are always loved by you, but that you go with us as well, and that every day we have the opportunity be your light and yeast, your salt in the world, and make a difference in you. Bless us, Lord, in our homes and our families. Bless us throughout this week. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Folks, have a great week this week.
So good to see you guys.